Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 4th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down 0.75 cents, December wheat down 15 cents, and November beans down 2.5 cents. Russian ministers came out and said that doesn't look like they're going to have to put export quotas on the wheat. So the wheat market took it on the chin. I think this is now the fourth time the Russians have made one statement one way, one statement the other way. I think they're just trading this market and making a lot of money off of regular traders out here. So the confusion continues, but I think when it's all said and done, we're going to have a wheat story, but we've got to see some evidence that the Russians are running out of wheat for exports. So until we see the Egyptians take U.S. wheat, or we see big demand from around the world for U.S. wheat, it's hard to believe that we're going to rally this thing. But again, the Russians come out and say, well, no, they've got to have some exports. We'll rally again. So, you know, it's just a game that they're playing out here. Dampening any enthusiasm out here is the strong dollar. It's up 45 ticks back over 95.50. So that certainly won't help. Corn just a little bit lower. We had plenty of rains, actually too much rain for the corn here around much of the Midwest. Pretty good winds. Flooding conditions, not necessarily great for the corn crop, and it could shave a little bit off there. But I think the rains, for the most part, will help the soybeans finish off pretty good. We're going to be sunny and cool here for the rest of the week, so I don't see any real problems there. But we've got the swine flu hitting in China pretty hard. They may have to cut back on some of their crops or some of their herds there. That could bring demand for U.S. hogs, which means we could be feeding a few more hogs out here, but I don't think it's got a big impact on the grain market, but it could help lift the hog market a little bit here. So that's about it. I think we'll be under some pressure here. Funds are still short corn and beans, are still long wheat, so you know, we need something positive out here, which we really don't see for the moment. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.